Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in none other than Doug Deacon. You heard on that broadcast there, Doug. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. I got my first moan of the season out of the way.
Yeah, but we didn't know whether to count it because, Doug, it was a tie. It wasn't doom and gloom. It wasn't all doom and gloom.
No, it wasn't. It was. I mean, it's a strange feeling to me because you don't know. I mean, you didn't lose, but on the other hand, you didn't win.
Doug, do you remember the game in 89 against the Chiefs?
Yeah, vaguely.
What do you think the feeling should have been on either of those teams, either of those locker rooms? Do you think they should have been different at all from the Steelers' standpoint or the Browns' perspective after a tie?
No, I think, you know, it's one of those that, you play for 60 minutes. In fact, I'll tell you how much tied games mean to you. I had to go back and look in the media guide to see if and when I played in one. And I guess in 1973 we had, or 74, we had two tied games, and those are the ones you don't remember. The wins and losses, I think you remember a lot more.
In one season, you had two ties?
Yep.
Could you imagine us having to talk about another tie this year?
I don't want to do that.
The kid's nodding his head like, yeah, it's the Browns. Of course we'll talk about another tie.
I can imagine it.
Doug Deacon joining us on the show right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, obviously a lot of people are going to want to ask you about the quarterbacks. I want to know about what you thought of Desmond Harrison over the left side, because watching him in real time is like, eh. And then, you know, as I watched him yesterday and the couple of days before that, I got to tell you, Doug, I thought he got better as the day went on. There might be a little bit of potential with this young man over at left tackle.
Well, I mean, he has a ton of potential. And the thing is, you know, you're playing in your first NFL game and you're coming from West Georgia. The level of competition there is not that great. Plus, all of a sudden, you're seeing different looks. I mean, they're throwing the house at you. You know, faking blitzes, bringing other people, and if you're not able to sort it out mentally real quick, then you're a step behind. And I think, you know, as the game progressed and he got up to the speed of a real game compared to a preseason game, and there is a difference. And I mean, because, you know, coordinators hold back a lot of things, and then, you know, when they have their first game, they open up the playbook. And it's there's a lot of recognition, and he'll get smarter as the season goes on. But, you know, for a first-time effort, and you got to remember who he's replacing, he set a standard there, you know, Joe Thomas, that is going to be unmatched. But, you know, it's a tough pair of shoes to fill.
Doug, when you see a quarterback take seven sacks and it gets to that number and you're on that offensive line, are you guys looking at each other wondering, oh, what in the world happened, or are you wondering, man, that quarterback's got to get rid of the football?
I think, you know, you're saying, you know, we got to do a better job. Yeah, there's times that the quarterback holds the ball, and there's times, you know, that they don't miss the blitz pickup, and you know, if the running back is not able to, you know, anchor down, and all of a sudden he gets steamrolled, then you got problems. So it's an effort of everybody. I mean, the receivers, if they can get open quick, you know, then the quarterback's not going to hold the ball. It's, you know, not just the offensive line. It's the running backs and, you know, the receivers and quarterbacks. I mean, it's all – that's one of the things. You have to have chemistry, and you get chemistry by playing together. And these guys haven't played together that much. It really takes you about four games of the regular season to find out what you're really all about.
The great Doug Deacon joining us on the show. Drew Brees said that Baker Mayfield could be better than him. Now, I went back and I looked at some of the stuff he said about, of course, Johnny Manziel and other Browns quarterbacks, because he's always asked about this stuff. And he never was willing to give him that much praise. How many possibilities do you think when you saw Baker in the preseason, how much does he really move around like Brees, and could there be a possibility there?
Well, I think, you know, he's got a little bit of a different skill set. You know, Brees isn't quite as mobile, and the thing is, if you see Brees when he throws, a lot of times he's thrown off his tiptoes. But with that said, you know, he's carried that Saints team for many years. You know, last year they had a great draft. I mean, you get the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year in the same draft. That's a good draft. And then not only that, they got a couple more starters. But, you know, Brees, you know, he hooked up with Michael Thomas for 16. But, you know, there's not a lot of depth or not a lot of help across the board. And, you know, they were a team that was pretty balanced last year. But with, you know, with the running back being down with Ingram with the suspension for four games, you know, they had to kind of get away from the running game a little bit more than they did. Because, you know, last year I think Brees threw the least amount of passes and the least amount of touchdowns in his 12 years down there in New Orleans.
Doug Deacon, join us on the hotline. What will be most different about, instead of playing in the rain like you were against the Steelers, a team that knows you so well, now going to a dome, playing a very talented team in New Orleans, but how different of a scenario will that be for the offense?
Well, it would be quite different. I mean, first you have the noise factor. We had a couple pre-snap penalties, I think three of them last week, you know, and we didn't have to fight the crowd noise last week. Plus you're playing, you know, on turf, so it's a little bit of a faster game. So, I mean, there's a lot of adjustments. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, it used to be in the old days you would go to a away game and you'd practice in their facility the day before so you could get, you know, accustomed to, you know, what's going on there. And when you have an indoor facility like that, a lot of times the lights are a factor. You know, I always remember when the Browns beat the Saints down there and Kevin Johnson catching the Hail Mary from a couch and looking up in the scoreboard as he was in the end zone to see the ball coming and, you know, being able to make the game-winning catch.
Doug, we had asked a question earlier because you got Sunday's game against the Saints and then you turn right around Thursday against the Jets and you got a 10-day layoff there. And I think maybe it's different between us and the organization, so we'll ask you about what the organization might be thinking here. If Tyrod doesn't play well against the Saints and then the Jets come around and that one doesn't look good, could there be a possibility of a change getting ready for Oakland, or is this thing going to play out over the long haul?
I'm not sure how big a, you know, hook they have on Tyrod. Obviously, he knows that he has to play better, but by the same token, you know, his teammates have to help him out too. But, you know, that's going to be in the eyes of the evaluators, you know, John Dorsey and you and the rest of them. You know, they're going to have to say at what point, you know, okay, you know, this isn't going, you might as well get the snaps in for the rookie. And, you know, it doesn't hurt him to sit there and watch. And I'm sure, you know, Baker got an eyeful of, you know, the difference between what he prepared for in the preseason, what he saw in the regular season. And as I mentioned, you know, you're playing teams that all of a sudden they run things that you haven't seen all preseason if you're watching those tapes. You know, a lot of times you got to go back to the year before, and you know, there's just a lot of, you know, that's one of the things about Drew Brees. You know, this guy, he comes to the line of scrimmage, and you know, he'll check off and get you into the right play because he's been in Sean Payton's system for so many years. He's like a head coach on the field.
Doug Deacon on the hotline. Doug, I heard Hugh Jackson the last few days pinpoint one of the issues with the offense being timing and the receivers maybe not in the spots they're supposed to be, maybe running the wrong routes. I hadn't heard that stuff in about 5 years since Kyle Shanahan had the same complaint at the end of the season. We obviously know the one thing in common between those two. Is that to be expected, that maybe Josh Gordon was going to be part of that issue in his first game back?
Well, yeah. I mean, the chemistry of, you know, working with receivers, knowing what they can do. And I think if you look at the number of targets that Josh Landry had, because he worked all preseason, you know, with Tyrod, you know, there was a chemistry developed there. But, you know, with Josh Gordon not coming in till late, there wasn't a lot of chemistry. But by the same token, you know, when Josh came back the last time after a suspension and Brian Hoyer tried to get the ball to him, I think, you know, like 16, 17 times in the first time back, you know, you were kind of forcing it, and, you know, they were able to take it away. And it's, you know, you develop a trust with a wide receiver. I mean, if you've got a guy that you know is going to be in the right spot, a guy that's going to, you know, be able to fight for the ball, and if you throw a 50-50 ball, more times than not, he's going to get it, then all of a sudden, you know, you have that chemistry. But, you know, right now, I think they got to develop that chemistry. And, you know, Josh played a lot of plays on Sunday last week, so to get only three targets, I think, you know, you'll see that number, you know, increase, because he is a top, you know, five receiver in the NFL.
One last thing, Deke, is there anything an offensive line can do to block a healthy Myles Garrett?
Yeah, double teams, chips, tight end stays. And, you know, I mean, he's a monster. But, you know, you look, you know, the game he had, the couple sacks, the forced fumbles and all that. But on the other hand, you know, that T.J. Watt, you know, I think he had three or four sacks too. So, I mean, every team's got one. You know, that's, you know, in a passing league, you better have a pass rusher. And, you know, obviously Miles is an immense talent. And it helps when you got somebody on the other side that can put some heat on the quarterback too. And, you know, the injury to Agba, you know, last year was kind of devastating. This year, you know, all of a sudden you got a Chris Smith. You've got a Avery that, you know, can also give you some pressure from the other side. And, you know, if you're going to try to take one player out of the game, then the other guy should flourish.
Doug, thank you for the time, my friend. All the very best.
Okay.
The great Doug Deegan joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.